I'll to order at 7:04. Any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay. We'll move on to
The name was with the agenda.
Agendas.
Agendas.
Yeah.
Agenda. A question about the minutes. Can we have
The signing of minutes.
supposed to sign? Are we supposed to physically sign the minutes after it's approved?
I have no idea.
Okay, we witnessed that
We,
at the meeting the
yeah,
other
they
night.
told us that meeting Tuesday night. It wasn't about the library, but it was something else. But they told us we're supposed to all sign. But I didn't know that.
Well, did they? Did we ask and that's what they said?
Nora shook her head yes.
Oh, okay.
And I
He
turned
looked like a
around.
lot of
Yeah.
signing and said, oh, well, we don't do
I
that.
have questions about whether we even need to take physical minutes if we're recording the meeting. So, and I've been trying to get through those trainings, and it just takes a long time.
That's another good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'll find out.
Okay. We
Okay.
were, it's gone.
To my knowledge, they never have been.
I know.
But that doesn't mean they shouldn't have been.
Right, or so much of it
Which
sets
is
up.
coming down according to them from the state. That's what we're supposed to do. And when I
Well,
turned
that's what
around,
they're supposed to do.
but everybody, he
There
said.
is a signature line on all the select board meeting minutes. Just.
So, anyway.
Okay, I'll find out.
Just there is a program where you can filter through audio and it will generate a document. I don't know, but that might be the easiest way to approach it if you need hard copies. Is that what you're already doing?
No.
Or you, oh, okay.
No, but I like started writing more in our minutes and then we started recording. So now I write less. It's like tiny little cliff notes because I'm like, it's being recorded. So why
Right.
would I type a paragraph about what we talked about? But I could be wrong. Anyways, we can put that on our next meeting agenda.
Okay. Okay. Did everybody look at the minutes from the 3/6/25 meeting?
Yep.
Yep.
Do we have any changes?
May 6th.
Yes, May. It was actually May 8th.
8th.
Thank you. Yes, it was. There it is on the calendar. Okay, treasurer's report.
Guys, this will be fairly quick because next month, as you know, is the last, or actually this month is the last month of the fiscal year. And so the next report will be for the full year.
Right.
What I want to do is, I'll be reaching out to you in a couple of weeks, first end of the month. So I'll come in and I want to look at petty cash and break out the income and expenses and I'll add them to this, and then we'll have a full picture of the of the year. So, and basically, since the last meeting, the town paid two credit card bills. So I don't know if they were behind on the last one or early on this one. But yeah, it was kind of interesting. So it was like almost like $1,000, I believe. So. I'm not sure if they'll even another bill actually, then if they're sort of far ahead, and they might go into the next fiscal year. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out. I did not get a chance though, to look, and I know you probably got them in a folder here, and I'm just having them down here. Had a chance to break out those costs from these last two credit card bills. So what I did was I put them in for now in line 14. Column B and expenses miscellaneous unallocated. So about a roughly like 900 and change is from these two credit card bills. They will obviously be for programs, books, postage, etc. And I will break that out for the next meeting for everybody. So, but I wanted to include at least the total dollar amount, for tonight's meeting. So basically, we are running about, fourth, if you look on line 21 in column B, for the year, about $4,360 negative between income and expenses. We started the year, if you look on line 22 in column B, the library fund was $20,023. And if you subtract out the 4,360, we're at 15,663. So still a pretty healthy number. And again, that does not include the money that will come in from this weekend's sale and so forth, from the petty cash that we've gotten, the different donations, et cetera, that came in through that mode. Just keep that in mind. But that's basically everything that since the last meeting. The other thing I wanted to bring up just quickly, and I sent an email to Gina on this, was and it has to do with petty cash. So I know we had Edgar come in and he did the bench work for us, and I know that he I guess if I'm correct, he's only charging us for the material, right? And all that labor, which quite a bit, is he's showing what it is, but he's just waving it is what it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
$1,200.
Yeah, that's endless. That's amazing. And the materials were like 280 or
220.
something, 210. Okay. And I don't know if we've paid him yet, but we're
We
going
did.
okay. So he's paid out of petty cash, and I, being a contractor, I think his case is like a one-off case, is the way I look at it, because he's a friend of the library, and been a friend for many years. I know, people
Yeah.
have go, back ways with him on this. He's done other things for us. And so looking at it that way, I don't have any issues with paying, rather than having to go through the town and everything, the time it takes and so forth. But just so I think we're just to be clear on it, for other situations where they're contractors that aren't quote friends, of the library, we would normally want to go through the town's accounting system for that. Okay. I don't know if they track things like, contractors. I know they track insurance and things like that. So I just want to make sure we, I don't think there'll be any, it's not like we did anything, wrong or anything, or it's just, I just want to make sure that we're, that we understand that this was like a one, like a special
Yes.
thing. And I think we all agree that that was fine and the right thing to do. And we have received a
Absolutely.
tremendous gift from him. I don't know enough about town municipal accounting, to know how they're going to account for this, because technically it is the town's bench, even though it's the library's property under the library, right? And I think the town does in the annual report, I think they list like an inventory of everything they own down to like copy machines and things like that. So
Yeah.
I imagine this will now be on that report for the next fiscal year. And they probably have to show it at some cost or whatever. I don't know how they'll do that, but
They don't, there's two other benches out there too, and I don't think those are on there.
oh, really? Oh, the two? Oh, okay. I thought there was some stuff up from the library on them, but
I've never seen.
maybe I'm wrong. If I'll take a look at it again,
Okay.
but I'll just say, I don't know if does Nora have a copy of that invoice, or does she probably not,
No,
right?
it's sitting in the petty cash
Okay.
box, but I can get her a copy of the invoice.
Yeah, I don't know if they need it. I can ask them, and see if they want that, and just for their records, because I don't know if they have to, kind of put it onto the books for some value or something,
Right.
because it's a capital. But normally it would have been, if it was the full 1200 or whatever with the labor or more, obviously that would have been something they would have had to, put on their books on that $200. It's probably down, it's probably underneath their whatever their bench is, their benchmark or whatever. So,
I have a question.
yeah.
Flower Girl Bake Shop.
Oh, the what? Sorry.
Flower Girl Bake Shop in Rupert.
Yeah.
She's kind of become like my go-to, I wouldn't call her a contractor, but I paid her a petty cash or I pay her out of my cash and then reimburse myself sometimes. Because that's an ongoing thing. I mean, is that appropriate for me to pay? Because it can be over $200 sometimes.
What does she do? Like,
She bakes for us
oh, she
for
bakes. Okay.
like ornamental cakes or
Okay.
specially themed
Yeah.
cookies and things like that.
I think that's okay, the way we're doing it. I think that's like a, you
That's
know,
okay.
yeah, I mean,
I think
because,
so too. Yes.
yeah, because you're, to me, that's like a, like part of the program expense, right? Like what you use that for your programs and for
Yeah.
the goodies and stuff like that. And all right, okay, yeah, I think that's fine. I'm talking more for like just somebody's like, you know, kind of either making something or fixing a shelf or doing something with the, obviously the guy with the floor that, you know, that was town's, you know, things like that. And
So
just,
consumables are not really
no, I don't
okay.
think so. No,
Oh.
no. This is just like I said, like a fixture that is going to be, and, you know, you get more than, you don't consume it right away. You know, like the
Yeah.
bench hopefully will be here for a long time and, you know,
Right.
kind of thing. If we were to redo shelves or something, or, you know, I don't know, you know, something with the windows, or, you know, or whatever, you know, like replace the window, not washing them, but, you know, replace them or something like that. But, so, yeah. So it's a little like squishy because it's always like a fine line because there's a dollar amount where people care about and then lower where they don't.
Well, and I know in the past Edgar has done some other things and that has gone through the town.
Okay.
You know, he did all these windows over.
Yeah.
He painted, he made bookshelves, you know, stuff like that
Okay.
because and it was bigger, you
Okay.
know.
Yeah.
And that did go through the town.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the thing. If it was like close to 1,000 or over 500, then I think we would have to, you know,
Yeah.
probably talk about it and decide what we want to do. But so if he, in the past he's done things that, you know, were much, you know, greater in price, then it probably was the right thing and this is the right thing because it wasn't that.
Well, and it was also paid for by the town.
Oh, I see. Okay, directly. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay. Out of
because
there.
they own the building.
Oh, right.
Didn't
Good
Edgar
point.
do around the porta potty thing out there?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the town paid for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's almost automatic that that would go, have to go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a little different because it was us. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So again, no issues with it. I'm just raising, you know, just in
Yeah.
case
Yeah.
anybody,
Yeah.
raises the town or whatever. So I think we're fine. So thank you. That's fine.
Thank you, as always.
But I
Nice.
used to admit that these red negatives are freaking me out a little bit.
Oh no.
I mean, I've never, I'm the previous years I had done so much more fundraising.
Oh.
And I'm a little, I feel badly about that, to
Well,
be honest.
you weren't here for the first what 2 or 3 months. And so, you know, and you had to get
Gina, but you said it's not
yeah.
about the
Not feel badly, but yeah.
the board was the more or less not but
Yeah.
all
Okay.
of the area.
We're not concerned.
Yeah.
Oh,
And I
okay.
did.
Oh, you should be. We don't want you feeling badly about that.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Well, who's
Yeah. And the other thing, Gina, like I brought up last time, and I can put it, I'll put together a little schedule for the next meeting, which we'll finalize and everything. There's a lot of those one-off costs this year, you know, that have
Yeah.
nothing to do with how you run the line, you know, the security cameras and things like that, for example, right? You know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, every once in a while we're going to have to get. There's a couple other things I'm forgetting now.
The reeds for the windows.
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. That was another one. I think we
Yeah.
get a chair, right? They could replace a chair. You know, there's things like that, that a new label thing or whatever. So those things are things that are going to last. We're going to get more, but they show up as an expense today. But you're going to be using it, you know, down the road. You've got those things for your Annie Day, you know, down the road, you know. And that was like, I didn't realize that that was, you know, a lot, you know,
Yeah.
that we spent and we had the money to, you know, to offset some of that. So I wouldn't, you know, I think with all when you take all that noise away, as I call it, I think you look at what you spent on books and programs this year, it's like right on top of where you've been spending the last couple of years. And that's, I think, the core of the library cost, right? You know, so I wouldn't worry about it. So I think
It sees a different color.
Yeah.
Just, well, yeah, it's a
I
theory, right?
don't use it.
Lavender or something.
Yeah, I know. I would change it.
So.
Blue? Okay. Well, I'm just, for me, it's always like green is income, red is expensive, but that's cool. I will find a nice color.
Yeah, that's a nice color.
Flower emojis.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marin. Funny. You know?
All right. So, May 31st, in collaboration with the Lake St. Catherine Association, we held our watershed model reveal and reception. It was beautifully attended, I thought. Nick Stark, a Poultney artist, brought our vision to life beautifully. I was very just, he even put a little white dot where every cottage is all around the lake. It was just,
It's very impressive.
it's very
It
nice.
is very. Yeah.
So we're very happy about that. We intend to share that model with as many local folks as possible to assist in education with regard to lake stewardship and mitigation, prevention, conservation, that sort of thing. So,
Yeah.
and I like the model because it's suitable for adult audiences as well as elementary school kids. So it's very versatile.
Well, the adults really got into it.
They
Yeah.
did,
With the questions and everything.
yeah.
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 It was.
It was great. So with regard to the sale that we had originally planned for Saturday, it has been brought up that we perhaps ought to postpone it due to the weather. It is supposed to rain all day, but how hard and how much is in question? It's a lot of work, and I would hate to put it all out there, including the tents, and have very few people show up. I don't know whether, did Poultney cancel theirs?
As of this point, they have not.
Okay.
Can I add to that? I talked to a couple of people, and they don't usually, no matter what.
Oh,
Right.
okay.
Okay. Like the church there, they can go inside. The
Right.
other people, they have an option. They just don't show up,
Yeah.
or they have just a, but they only have, each one has a small thing. We're talking about the whole front lawn. So I talked to Bruce and Gladys about it,
Yeah.
and he said to his knowledge, they rarely do, but that doesn't mean much because they've had rainy days.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So as of now, they weren't.
Yeah, and I doubt if they
Yeah,
will.
yeah. But they're in a different position
Yeah.
than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I suppose my concern is I really wanted to get this in before the end of the fiscal year. And the next available date would be the 28th. Of course, we don't know what that might look like when it gets here, but I wanted to just put it out there and see what you all thought.
I'm for putting it off.
Okay.
Only because it gives us more time, too.
Mm-hmm.
This has been such a busy time and trying to get all that done. And maybe we can have time to think, okay, if it was the right rainy day, do we have an alternative of having it on that day? But no. I mean, it's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
I'll go along with what everybody says. But
We do have tents, and we do have two people, Julie Cannata and Harley, who say they're great at putting up tents. So I will defer to you all on what you think we ought to do.
I think the problem is, though, that even if you do put up tents, there's 23 mile an hour winds. So, it's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it, even if it's just rain,
Right.
it's not going to be just rain. It's going to be windy too.
Right. Remember the year it took the tent and hit our hit man?
Yeah.
Our head fell off and hurt
No.
the kids.
Oh, no. I mean,
It was a
that's a tragedy.
catastrophe.
I'm sorry
That
for
was
that.
scary.
I have tent trauma.
Yes, I know you do.
Every time we go to a sporting
It's
event and I put up a tent, I'm the one standing there holding on to the thing, like, I'm not gonna let this blow away.
I think that we should.
I don't think you would get as many sales. if you did it in the rain as well.
Right.
Right.
You know, you do all that work and you get no one coming to shop, then
are they available? Are the tent people available on June 27th? I think we need to find that out. Because will the tents be going up? If it's a beautiful blue sky, the tent's still going up.
Yeah.
So I think we need to make sure. Oh, look at the
Well, if it's beautiful blue sky, probably no tent.
No tent?
I don't see that.
I don't think we need it if it's a beautiful day.
No. Well, unless it's super hot.
Well, yeah.
But I guess my question just is, can we make sure they're available if we do need them on the 27th, now that we're telling them tomorrow off?
Yeah.
We need them on the 27th.
And I'll find that out.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any other thoughts about that sale or have any other comments? I would like to thank Annie for offering up her garage bay for a lot of things. Your time and your energy. Everybody's time and energy, but Annie's also giving her garage bay.
It's okay. How many
tables did Gladys and Bruce give us?
Jean and I have a funny story about that one. She stopped by to help me put the tables up. These are old, heavy-duty tables.
Yeah.
We put one up. All of a sudden, it collapsed, and it came right out of the stuff that it's attached to underneath.
It's like press
fiber.
Yeah,
like that.
Particle press. Board.
No. We said, well, I guess we're not using that one. So the others are okay, right?
Yeah,
oh my god, are they heavy? They're nothing like those wonderful white ones.
Yeah.
So we're down to two from him now, right? And then my white table, and then
I have two, and Harley says he has like six.
And I have three.
And you so I
need,
we're saying
we can use, I already talked to with the church. We're welcome to those round tables. The
wonderful
white ones, so we can have them.
Sure. On the round tables.
Yeah. Yeah. We can use whatever we want for that too.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So my thoughts on that are is, we're going to have plenty of tables. And mm-hmm. I know at least for this Saturday, we also have plenty of volunteers. So my thoughts were maybe instead of going through and pricing everything, maybe just pricing the big ticket items and make tables, you know, like $2 tables, $5 tables, instead of pricing every single thing, because that's so much work.
That's what we
so labor intensive.
That's what we've done, but I still put stickers. Okay, you're going to have a $2 table, and trust me, there's a ton of stuff for $2.
Yeah.
Okay. Say you've got your cashier, people have stuff in their arms, they come up. The cashier's not going to know where they came from. So we thought, and I took the time to put the stickers. You can have like a couple of different colors. So the cashier will know when you come up and you've got the yellow or the pink, that's $2. I took the time to do it. And if we do that, it makes it easier.
Okay.
Okay. As far as we haven't priced any big things yet, because I don't have a clue what to put on those. But for the $5 table, a $2 table, and I think we have a $4.
Okay.
I don't remember. So we have the little colored things and we put them on them. So just makes it easier in the cashier. And then you put a sign up, say, okay, this color means $2, this color means $5. Okay.
Okay.
I don't mind taking the time to do that. I just think it would be easier in the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Are the books sold all the same cost of the order?
Same cost right across the board.
Okay.
Same. Games, puzzles, books, $2.
All $2. Okay. That's good.
Those, anything. Okay.
Good.
All the puppets.
they're
awesome. My gosh. Look at those things. Oh, this is the porcupine. That is great. I hope those aren't real, those quills. I mean, it looks pretty real, I can tell you that.
I know, they're...
Yeah, those are awesome. Oh.
Just another quick thing on that. We're not urging quills.
Right.
Help us.
No.
Well,
Can I just say one other thing then? Since some people may very well be thinking it's this Saturday and they're ready for it. So is there any way we can get a sandwich board out or something saying Saturday's event postponed and new date on the bottom? Just
It'll be posted out here. It'll be on our website. It'll be on my Facebook page multiple times. It'll be on your page.
I'm just kind of thinking about what you'd said down the road in your report about that people aren't,
Yeah,
so
that's
they're
hard.
not. I don't think people read flyers. I don't think people, not everybody's looking. I just don't know how to reach people, but I just, to me, a sign by the road, I mean, you're driving by, you don't have to get out of your car, you have big letters. I don't know. That catches my eye, but
Right.
that's me.
No, I
No, it
understand.
does. It
Totally.
does.
That's
Yeah.
me.
People see it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make sure that happens. Which brings us to the Lakes Region Free Press no longer offering print versions. For many of our patrons who are not online, they'll come in and they'll say, "Well, I had no idea." And some of them have asked me to personally notify them with various things, and I can't
That fast.
promise that because
No,
it's just a lot.
that does take a lot.
So I'm wondering, what your ideas are and how we might bridge this media gap that we have now, because everybody loved the free press. And it was accessible to everybody.
Absolutely.
Do we have our patrons on the computer?
Yes.
Do they all give us email addresses?
Not all. Some of the folks don't
So when
even.
you're saying they're asking you to reach out to them personally, are they asking for a phone call?
Do we have phone numbers for everybody?
Probably.
So how do they send out an automated message from school?
With an expensive app? There's easy ways to do it to people's email,
Yeah.
but I don't know what our numbers of patrons who don't have email look like.
I think probably at least 15% of the older folks do not have email.
Yeah,
I mean, and that may not sound like a lot, but it's when it comes to sitting down and make phone calls and having people come in and working on reports or whatever, it's a lot.
They don't have whatever.
I'm not sure what the answer is. I just wanted to put it out there. And if anybody has any creative ideas, I mean, I have tried to get those individuals hooked up with Front Porch Forum. I've invited them to bring in whatever device they have that they're comfortable using to get them set up. Most of them are real interested in that, but yet they want to know what's happening.
I know, that makes. There's no landline here, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh,
Does
yeah.
anybody
On the
call? Does
library.
anybody call the library?
9 out of 10 of our calls are marketing
Okay, because you
calls.
know how when you make a phone call to a place, hey, you've reached Wells Village Library. Our program's next week. But that would be if we had
But then
some sort
they.
of answering machine thing. And then I'm assuming most of them have phones.
Yeah.
We haven't got, they all have phones. I don't know.
But if they don't
That's
call.
a good idea,
I don't
though.
know.
We could change the answering message at any time. And Gina, you can probably even do that from home. And if you can't do it now, when they change it to Xfinity, you'll be able to. Yeah, I looked it up in the select board meeting. Yeah. We're switching from something communications to Xfinity, I think. Consolidated Communications. That might be who's our phone line. We're pushing everything to Xfinity, it sounds like. An Xfinity phone answering service is really easy to utilize via email. I can actually listen to my father's voicemails from Manchester on my email account. So that might be once we do that changeover.
Healthy.
And then you could just tell people. Call the library and check the answering machine.
Yes, and so whenever somebody says that to you, just tell them, you know, call the library and you'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
And let's see. Ponderings is ending this month. I don't think we really need to talk about that too much. I would like to touch base again on this issue of certain patrons coming in and wanting me to buy books for them because they're not comfortable with online shopping or they can't get to a bookstore. And then what happens is, and we did talk about this a couple meetings ago, I'll purchase the book, they come in, they reimburse me. Normally it's a check to Wells Village Library. I, make a copy and get it to Nora. But there's one patron who doesn't have a checking account and just pays cash. It makes, to me, the accounting just, it's coming off the credit card. I feel like the check should go back to the town and not cash and petty cash. It just,
I'm not
it
sure we
breaks
should
the
even be in the
cycle.
business of buying books for them.
That was my first thought too.
But we had agreed to doing
It
that, and it's not common, but occasionally it happens.
it's also the tax thing because if you're buying those from Amazon, like we're not getting the tax, like that's one of the ones where you have the, excuse me, the whatever that is, exemption or whatever, right? So perhaps somebody could say, well, it's not right for somebody to go through a not-for-profit and buy a book, and technically it's cheaper because we don't have to pay the sales tax on the book. Not that it would be a lot on the $25 book or something, but still, if you start buying a lot of them, you get to that.
Just say, I'm sorry, we can no longer offer this service because
Yeah.
our accounting is not
Set up for it.
set up for it.
Yeah, I think that's probably
We'd be
the.
happy to say it. I think we'd be happy if you
I
said it.
think so. I think it's mud. It's murky waters.
Yeah, I think
It'd
so
be
too.
different if you they were requesting a book for you to put into circulation.
Want their information online. They don't purchase anything online ever, or they can't find a book at a bookstore, so they've asked me to
Well,
watch.
they can ask the bookstore to buy it for them and then go and get it.
Yeah, but they, yeah. But...
But
Okay. I'll let them know.
the guy up here in Pulteney, who sounds like a used bookstore, he's really good. He'll get you a new book, a used book, or whatever. And if they have his phone number, they can just call him,
Yeah.
and you don't even have to go in person. So he'll get it for you, and order it from wherever. And
That's good information for
that's
them.
information. I heard that he was charging a small fee for that.
Oh, yeah.
But
No, I mean, I
I
haven't,
don't
honestly, I have not gotten anything from him in over
know.
a year. But like when he first opened up, I got two or three books, and he just says, just gives you a number. Maybe there's a fee to it. I don't know. But I thought it was pretty reasonable. It's
Direct
people there, lots of them. That really
Okay.
pleases me.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, beginning tomorrow, we will be open on Fridays, 9 to 1 until Labor Day.
Pretty awesome.
Very excited. We have
Yeah.
volunteer coverage, Linda Eldridge, a friend of Michelle's. She's glorious. She filled in several times those
She filled
slots.
in here last summer.
But I asked her if she'd be interested in story time because she was talking about how much she loved the kids last summer. And so every Friday between now and Labor Day, we'll have story time.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I think
And
that's
Linda had
wonderful.
such a wonderful demeanor and soft spoken, and I know the kids will love her.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely great.
Okay, the remembering bench. I just wanted to show you what I was thinking. You can just try to ignore this price. This is just the first one I picked. But I would like to have a staked plaque next to it that just says our remembering bench. And then For the actual memorial plaques that would be affixed to it, we're looking at something like this. So you can pass those around. Tom Bates will be down to affix the bench to the ground. Eventually, we may put some slate around it that matches the walkway just so the groundskeeper, it's easier for him not to have to weedy under it and all around it. And then I was hopeful to plant forget-me nots and two pretty pots. It goes with the theme, remembering.
Are you going to get seeds to do that?
I don't know.
Okay, I have some. They're actually the memorial gift from my mom's service. Seed packets. So don't buy any. I'll bring you some. Isn't that perfect? Yeah.
You.
Gina, these are ones people could buy and it'll go on.
Yeah, it'll go on. It'll be affixed right to the bench.
Right to the bench.
And I thought we would cover the front first, and if we have to, then we'll go around the back. And the whole thing could be filled with remembering.
I want to do them here.
I'd like to do one for Chris
Yeah,
because
I'd like
he
to.
did the garden out here.
Yeah,
He did
I'd like to
dug
do
the
them
hole for
here.
the time capsule. Okay.
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
But the first one is what's her name?
Oh yeah, she's out. I've already got her number one. But I really liked something like
Bible.
this that fits right down to the bench.
Oh, your little solar lamp on there. Oh,
Oh,
yeah. That would be
it's really
awesome.
not
That's
expensive at all.
yeah. That would be awesome.
We make the little plaques fundraiser with 10 bucks, $5 on. We make it into a little fundraiser, or is that?
Well, are the
Little
people going to pay for it themselves?
yes, aren't they?
Yeah,
So
we're
you want
going
to.
to.
Except for the West, since you
Sure.
already gave $900 when
Oh,
Lila first
sure.
died, and they, yeah.
Oh, no, nothing like that. But let's
Yeah.
say
Yes.
you want to get one. Yes. Can we round it up or just to make a little? Would it be terrible?
Well,
I mean,
I
hey,
think
we're just putting
that
the time to put them on now, you know?
I think that if somebody brings it up, we can tell them that with a donation to the library, we will affix.
Oh yeah, so
And then not put a price on it because maybe they'll give $100 and it only costs us
oh,
10.
okay, that's fine too. Whatever you think, but just so
I
bring
think,
in a little
because
something.
I think,
Same fun.
yeah.
All right,
How much
say,
are they?
wait a minute, I'm confused. Say that again. If somebody, like, I come in and I want to do one for Harry, you're not. I'm not going to just pay for the whole thing, right? I mean,
Yes, I thought like if I wanted one for Chris.
right.
I would get the $40 plaque, pay
Right.
the library $40, and go out and fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Not
that's
everybody's
what.
gonna fix their own.
No, we would do that for
Right.
them,
Right.
but I'm just giving an example.
Well,
Like, I
that's
would
what I thought.
expect
I
to
would
pay
pay myself.
yeah,
Yeah.
correct. But then
Right.
I said, could they tack on it?
Oh,
I'm trying to
oh.
be, anything other than I'm thinking of those red lines on the
Okay.
just thinking how could we, but then the show offered, well, why not just, you're going to get one, hey,
Yeah.
but now I would hate for someone to give us $10 and
The
it's
black
costing us,
projector
I don't
that
think we can have
green.
that.
I think it's
No.
the 40s plus the
Oh, is
projector.
that what's costing us 40 if you want to
I think
give
it's
the
like a minimum
do it,
$40,
minimum 40, but
right?
why don't you do
If
this?
they need
I don't even know what it is, but okay.
an
So then I want someone going, oh, well, here's $5.
Yeah, well,
And then we
exactly.
lose 35.
Exactly.
If you don't know for sure what those little plaques are going to cost off the top of your head, Gina, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the,
Price?
so that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
sort of, got it.
Well, I mean, I like this one. I like the design. It's a little less expensive, but I just want to make sure they're durable and they're going to look nice. Yeah. So these were just examples.
Sure. Right.
Well, okay.
When you get down to a final thing, just or you could just send them to us, send the ideas to us,
Okay.
and we could all, you know, I like that dark one. I
Yeah,
like the
too.
scroll work, and I think a darker color rather than the gold or brass or whatever would show up better on that.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, in the past, I've done summer reading programs. And we always offer wonderful incentives.
Yes, you do.
However, the last summer Well, I wasn't here, but the previous summer, there wasn't as much involvement as past years. Wasn't quite sure what I was going to do about that this summer, and Amanda has some really good thoughts and ideas about that and being involved with the summer reading program.
I have been, well, I outreached one business locally to see if we could get like a donation of a gift card as an incentive prize for kids. I also thought I, instead of check off that you've read a book, just a simple punch card the size of a business card that says, I visited the library, clip. And that way they have incentive just to come back in, whether they're finishing a book or not. And then if they've turned in a completed card, they get their name in a raffle. And we could keep the punch cards here because I know kids lose things. So I'm once
It's
we
good ideas.
come up with a
Well,
prize,
yeah.
I just know everybody around is doing crazy things for kids this summer. So I'm like, we gotta get on board with something. And
Right.
Is it that's the whole school?
could be
Okay.
any grade.
Okay, this is.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if we could get it finalized before school's out, but we're crunching time on that, so we'll see. The 17th.
Incentive set. I think so. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be more than willing to donate something.
Okay.
Yeah, let me come up with something. It's a bad chance.
So my first try was the Jungle Experience Zoo, and I haven't heard back from them yet. But I just asked for even a discount card or one free pass. I can reach out via phone too. And then my next thought was the place in Danby, which I'm the name is escaping me, but there's a mini golf place in Danby
Oh, yeah.
that might be willing to donate. They've donated to Oxbow 4-H before, so.
How about a free ice cream cone at Cluckin' Chicken?
Yeah.
Maybe. They're the only people with ice cream. Right.
Yeah. Wasn't anybody else with
The incentive. The raffle could be a small little basket with gift cards, and it could involve more than just one thing. Okay. I believe that's all I have. Unless anyone has any questions? Oh,
Thanks, Gina. That was
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion.
That
Is
was
there
my
anything about any of
yes.
these to accept the report?
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, general public comments. We have none. Old business. Our remembering bench. We've discussed that. Friends of the Library. So, Friends of the Library is coming along. We have applications. You have them.
They're all gone right now.
They are.
Yes,
They're
but I
wonderful.
need to reprint them.
Ronnie brought made up a nice application for people to fill out. Yeah, already done.
I'll show you one of them.
Okay.
And they are still
And
online.
okay. And Gloria got the tax ID number in the mail the other day.
Yes. The EIN, yeah.
EIN number. So now she can go ahead with the whole process of applying for, I forget what the steps are, but it's moving forward.
Great.
Yeah.
Many do we actually have that have committed?
I have no idea. It's not.
Six have committed, and they. So five officers, I think, and another and then I have a folder with additional. I
Wow.
have some applications coming in from our website. I have a registration form set up there.
Super.
That's exciting.
It is.
We've wanted this for a while.
New business? Executive session? Other lawful business, let's set our next meeting.
The first Thursday of July would be right before the holiday. Or we go to the next Thursday, which is the 10th.
So is July 10th look good for everybody? Mm-hmm. Nothing in July looks good for me, but... Maybe we'll have a July meeting and skip August.
Well, maybe we'll have so much to talk about tag sale, all the money we make.
Yes.
You know, so there'll be so much, so then maybe all this we can relax.
You want an emotion? You ready for a motion?
Ready for a motion? Is anybody? Yep.
I make a motion to end the meeting. It is 7:50.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.
Hey, we did it before 8 o'clock.
Told Tom I'd be home at 8.